This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
He said, that's a sin. He said, I sent forth my word and healed you. And when you were standing on my promises in James 5:14, I was healing you, and you were almost completely well until you sinned and you opened the door to the devil. And he immediately come rushing back in. He said, Lord, I repent. I repent. And I will not die. I will live and not die. I will never sin like this again. I repent and I will control my tongue. Now then, the Word of God says, I am healed, so I am healed. James 5:14, it was a promise. I'm healed. And so he lay there and he didn't get no better. A day or two or three, whatever went by for this guy. And he's thinking, what did I do wrong now? I'm not getting any better. He's still coughing up blood. And he said, Lord, what did I do wrong? The Lord says, well, I thought you said, you told me you were healed. He said, well, Lord, the Word said I'm healed. He said, then, well, people don't stay in bed coughing up blood. Well, people get up and go do something. I said, this don't make no sense to us, does it? This man said, I got it, Lord, I got it. I got it. And so he pushes himself off of the bed. He gets up, puts his clothes on, spits out that last mouthful of blood, and said, that's it. Jesus said, I'm healed, I'm healed. He walked out that door, and he preached the Word of God until he was nearly 90 years old. Well, he died, and he never had any more sickness and disease, and never had TB again a day in his life. Isn't that the way it works? See, you're either going to believe God's Word, or you're going to believe your signs and your symptoms. And what do most of us do? We believe our symptoms. We believe our symptoms. In fact, I had a man the other day that had a heart problem, had a heart murmur, he's having all kinds of problems. And his wife said, I saw a vision the other night and said, after my husband has been having these heart problems and the doctors tell him his heart's going to fail, he's going to have a pacemaker, going to have all these things. She said, we were praying and asking the Lord to heal his heart. And that night I had a dream or a vision or whatever it was and said, I saw Jesus standing there with a beautiful, supernatural, powerful heart in his hand and he was releasing it. I said, what are you doing? He said, that's a new heart I'm sending for your husband. All he's got to do is receive it by faith. And he had not been able to do that until he came to me and I sat down and talked with him. And after we talked, he said, I got it. It's mine. He said, I'm getting up from here. I am not sick. I'm not weak. I'm going to do anything I want to do in the name of Jesus. And he walked out my door bold as a lion. He said, I got it. You know how hard it is to do that? You know how hard it is when the devil attacks your flesh? You know, when the devil attacks your flesh, you and I are prone to go by symptoms. Now, here was my weakness. I was prone over the years to have many problems with my back. I don't know why. It just seemed to be an area the devil beat up on me. I mean, I was always picking up heavy things. I hadn't changed. But back in those days, I'd pick up things and my back would go out. I remember one time reaching over the back of a pickup in the Air Force, picking up a 67-pound tester. It said, this tester weighs 67 pounds. It was written right on the side of it. I did it every day. That day I reached over and picked it up. As soon as I picked it up, I heard something pop, and immediately I couldn't stand up. I remember trying to drive my car home that night. I finally got in that car, and I was driving down the road, and I needed to hit the brake, and I just raised my toe like that to reach over to hit the brake, and I'm saying, it looks like somebody just whap, hit me right in the back with a 2x4. How bad it hurt. I didn't know that was a demon. I had no idea that's what that was. I just thought that something messed up in my back. I had that many times in my life. And then after I learned how to walk by faith, I'm walking by faith. Now then, I've got it. I've got faith. I know what it is. I now know that the Lord has bore my sickness, removed my disease, and I've received Jesus as my healer. and I'm going to walk in solid faith, and I'm not going to have any sickness and disease, and I'm confessing that on a regular basis, daily. And some people think you're crazy, but that's okay. Sure has paid great dividends. So anyway, I told a lot of people, especially in my church, my Baptist church, that, you know, praise God, I've received Jesus as my healer just like I did my Savior. And I know I'm saved because it's written in the Word, so now I'm healed because I know it's written in the Word, so I ain't never going to be sick again. And they said, wait a minute now, Thurman, you know you're going to be sick again. Everybody's going to be sick. Now, how in the world can we as Baptists say, once saved, always saved, and he said he'd done the same thing for healing, and we say you can't be healed? That don't make good sense to me. That's a double standard. A double standard. Because it's a lack of knowledge of the Word. Well, I will say, if you're obedient to God, and you get saved, and you walk in obedience to His Word, and do what He says, I guarantee you're once saved, always saved. That's a guarantee. And I'm going to guarantee you, too, on the healing part, when you get it by faith, and you receive Jesus as your healer, and walk in total faith, and according to the Word, the devil won't never be able to keep you down with sickness and disease again, either. But he try. Just like he tries to come to you and say, oh, you old unworthless critter, you know God would never save an old boy like you. He'll try to put those thoughts in your mind, won't he? Did he do it to Jesus? The first words out of the devil's mouth in the garden, or in the wilderness, if you really are the Son of God, if you really are the Son of God. That's the words come out of the devil's mouth to Jesus. If he's trying to deceive Jesus, what do you think he's going to do to you and me? Same thing. He's trying to put these things on us. We don't believe these mighty promises of God. God has made these mighty promises. They're ours. They're for you and me. Every one of them. All we got to do is believe them and stand on these mighty promises. They're ours for the taking. Now then, but that devil, he'll try everything he can to deceive you. But if you don't take these promises of God that He's given and stand on them, then that devil's going to get you just like he did with me with my back. Now here I am walking and walking obedient to the Word. I know I'm healed. I've got all these scriptures in my heart. I know they're working, and I'm not going to have any more back troubles or nothing. I've had it several times, at least a half a dozen, not bad. Well, the devil always comes back for a counterattack. Here I am out here 4 or 5 years walking in faith, and I'm working in one of my trucks one Saturday morning, and I go whipping around the corner of my truck, bam, just like that. I hear that crack in my back, and it's like you'd hit me with a red-hot coal of fire in my back, and I fell over on the hood of my truck, and I'm laying there, and before, man, I'd have immediately slithered off of that truck and tried to crawl to the house. But not this time. I got the Word in me now. I know this is a devil. Just hit me in the back. I'm laying there, and instead of doing what you normally would, I just laughed. And I turned and looked at him. I said, oh, Father, I want to thank you and praise you that you've taught me the Word. I want to thank you and praise you that I now know who I am. I want to thank you and praise you. I know I'm a son of God. And I want to thank you and praise that I'm a child of the King. I'm a new creature. And I want to thank you and praise you that you sent your Son 2,000 years ago to bear my sickness. You bore my pain and removed it on the cross so I don't have to bear no pain and I don't have to be sick. I want to thank you for those great and awesome promises that you did for me 2,000 years ago. It's already done. I said, thank you, Lord. I said, now then, in Isaiah 53:4-5, you said you bore my pain and you removed my sickness. So I said, Lord, thank you for that. I said, then you come to Matthew 8:17 and said himself, Jesus, bore my sickness, removed my disease. So if you did that, Lord, I want to thank you. And I said, you said in your Word that in Luke 10:19-20, I said in Luke 10:19-20, you said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that those evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Is that an awesome promise in Luke 10:19-20? Think about this. Meditate on this just a second while we're right here. Think about it. Here I'm laying here on my stomach on the hood of this truck with excruciating pain in my back. I know that's a fiery dart of the devil. It's like Ephesians 6:16. I know the devil fired a fiery dart into me, and it's on fire. And that's what my back feels like. It's on fire. And I know that that's a fiery dart of the devil, that the devil fired into me. But I know, according to Luke 10:19-20, as a son of God walking in obedience to God's word, with all of my sins repented of, I know that devil has no legal claim to me. He's trying to attack me. But Jesus said in Luke 10:19-20, behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread or trample on the serpent, the devil, and his scorpion or his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. When you got a promise like that from the King of the universe to you, what can you do with the devil with that, sir? You can kick him out. You know it? So I said, you devil of hell, you got to be subject to me. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you, devil of hell, to come out of my back and to go to the pit, and don't you ever come back. Now, the average good Christian would say, this guy's lost it. But no, I'm standing on the Word. I believe what the Word says, not what man has said. So I said, now then, if Jesus said these beasts ain't going to hurt me, I'm going to push myself up off this truck and I'm going to stand up. And when I do, the devil says, I'm going to show you this faith stuff don't work. And he shoots about three more of them fiery darts into my back as I stand up. I mean, the sweat begins to pop out on me at hurting so bad. Somebody say, it doesn't appear to be working. Let me tell you, the Word of God can never fail. It cannot fail. I push myself up, and that devil, I said, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, you're out. I said, I'm going to go do everything I wanted to do today, and I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus. And I turned and took that first step, and as I did, the pain was so severe, I'm wavering. I said, devil, you might as well go ahead and get out of there, because the Word says I have power over you. And I took that second step, and he was 50% gone. The time I took that third step, he's completely gone. And virtually never had a back pain since that day. He tried a couple of times, little, but he never come back like that no more. That's it. Now, how much power did the Word say I have over the devil?
All power.
If you and me, brother, as sons of God, have all power over the devil, and he has to be subject to us, I think it's time we ought to start kicking him out, don't you?
I do.
But see, what do we do? Now, this is something I've told a lot of people. I asked my Sunday school class years ago when I was still in the Baptist church teaching a Sunday school class, but I taught them these principles right from God's Word for several years. And one morning I thought, I'll just ask my class, what would you do if you were to wake up one morning and you smelled this awful stench?
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.